The city of Anchorage is moving forward with implementing a new software system 2 years behind schedule and millions of dollars over its original budget. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, two separate audits presented on Friday convinced the Anchorage Assembly it's too late to start over.
The Assembly approved a $750,000 internal audit by SAP, the company in charge of bringing the new software online. It produced a report hundreds of pages long that left some Assembly members visibly frustrated over how little was actually said. Following a presentation by SAP, the body heard from an independent auditor, Denver-based consulting group Zico, hired to assess where the implementation process is breaking down and whether it's worth continuing with SAP. Zig Berzins heads Zico and spent more than an hour explaining his findings to the Assembly.
We started off by suggesting that the project is definitely a salvageable, completable project and that they should go forward.
Berzins found the SAP project suffers from a lack of accountability, low morale, and poor management of scheduling and resources. He recommends full-time, dedicated staffing, as well as better timelines for completing tasks. And to do that, the city will have to go well beyond its current budget estimates on a project that's already cost nearly $35 million. Assemblymember Bill Evans says the audit confirmed that part of the problem stems from unrealistically low expectations as to how expensive and complex switching to a new payroll and city service software system would be when the project started in 2011.
We have to decide as a group whether we're going to really be all in on this or not, because that's what it's going to take. I mean, in order to do something right, you've got to put the resources to it, a project of this complexity and this size, and just nibbling around the edges and kind of doing it on the half effort leads you to the problems we've had already.
While the Assembly can approve resources going to the project, direct decisions on timelines and staffing come from the Mayor's Administration, which meets on February 27th to discuss next steps. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.